Scripture reading for Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 24. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy," he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad, because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
ルカによる福音書18章18節から24節。ある時、一人のユダヤ教の指導者がイエスに尋ねました。先生、あなた様は尊いお方です。そこでお聞きしたいのですが、天国に入るにはどうすればよいでしょう、よろしいのでしょうか。私のことを尊いと言いましたね。それがどういうことか分かっているのですか。尊い方は他の誰でもない、ただ神お一人だけです。それはそれとして質問に答えましょう。戒めは知っていますね。姦淫してはいけない。殺してはいけない。盗んではいけない。嘘をついてはいけない。父や母を敬えとあります。子供の頃から戒めはきちんと守ってきました。そうですか。でも一つだけ欠けたところがあります。さあ、財産を全部売り払って、その代金を貧しい人たちに分けてあげなさい。天に宝を蓄えるのです。それから私について来なさい。このイエスの言葉にその人はがっくり肩を落として立ち去りました。大変な金持ちだったからです。その後ろ姿を食い入るように見つめていたイエスは弟子たちに言われました。金持ちが神の国に入るのはなんと難しいことでしょう。
Good morning.
Good morning. 皆さん、おはようございます。
We got a interesting news this past, I think it was Tuesday. We were notified that this building was just sold to TMC, and that meetings after September last. After September, so from October on, has been canceled here at this building.
先週の金曜日、私はこの建物が TMC の方に売られてしまったというニュースを聞いてしまいました。なので、9月以降の説教は、とりあえずこの建物の中では中止ということになります。10月以降。
Be careful, cause you're about to.Wayne last year was talking about a church building, and beginning of this year, I started feeling a move as well, and I think it was last Sunday Kazuo was talking to me, and Kazuo has been thinking, been praying about moving too, and then this past week.I got you, don't worry. This past week, Junko and Kazuo were praying about moving, and then Kaz also had a dream about moving. So there's been a lot of maybe nudging from the Holy Spirit that we should move.
今まで、ウェインさんや、カズヨさん、そ そしてまあ自分もなんですけれども、このビルから、引っ越すという、夢や啓示をたくさん受けてきました。だからこそこの、ビルが売られてしまうというのはその啓示の、延長線なのではないでしょうか。
It's interesting how God motivates us sometimes. Amen.
神様が私たちを私たちの後押しをするということがまた一つ強調されたと私は思っています。
Sometimes He puts us in a position where we have to move, and so even though we were believing it, now we're kind of forced to do it, and so we need to move by faith.Even more swiftly now.
ただ後押しされるだけではなく、私たちがこのビルから出なければならない、出なければならない状況に立たされてしまったということです。
But we know that God is good and we trust Him. And as Junko said, all we have to do is figure out where He wants us to be next.
しかしながら私たちはクリスチャンだから、だからこそ神様の啓示をちゃんと守って、これからどうすればいいのか、神様がしっかりと導いてくださることでしょう。
So we've been doing a series on Love the Lord Your God, and we've been spending a couple of weeks on loving the Lord over and above loving money, because I believe money is one of the biggest idols we face today as Americans.We're going to continue with that theme by looking at the rich young ruler's life today.
先週に引き続き、主である神を、神である主を愛せよというお話をさせていただきたく思います。今までは、お金持ちが、今までは、神よりもお金に使えてしまうということはどういうことなのかについてお話しさせていただいたと思うんですけれども、今回はお金持ちがどういった、主張、こういった主を愛する上でお金持ちがどういった対応をするべきなのかということについてお話しさせていただきたいと思います。
In the next slide it talks about no one can serve two masters. Jesus says for either you will hate oneAnd love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
ルカの福音書16章13節には、誰も二人の主人に仕えることはできません。一方を憎んで他方に忠実であるか、あるいは一方を重んじて他方は軽んじるようになるかです。神とお金の両方に仕えることはできないと書いてあります。
Later on, Jesus says,For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
そしてこちらに書いてある通り、宝のあるところに心も思いも釘付けになるものだからと書いてあります。
Our hearts were meant to be treasure chests.
私たちの心は宝庫として扱っていいと思います。
And so the scripture teaches us, above all things, guard your heart.
だからこそ聖書にはあらゆるものの上に私たちの心を守るべきだと言っているんです。
And what we treasure, we value, and oftentimes what we value is what we end up pursuing.
私たちは宝にこそ価値を見出すんですけれども、結局私たちが追うものというのはそういった価値のあるもの、私たちが価値があると思っているものだと思う。
So what are you pursuing these days?
皆さんはどういったものに価値を見出し追っていますか?
Jesus talks about store up treasures in heaven rather than storing up treasures on earth.
イエス様は言っています。天に宝を蓄積するべきで、地上の宝は蓄積するべきではないと。
It's hard to do both, and according to Jesus, it's almost impossible to do both.
地上の宝、そして天の宝、両方を満たすことは難しい。イエス様は不可能だと、ほぼ不可能だとおっしゃっています。
So I want to take a look at the story in Luke 18:18. It starts off by saying a certain ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" First thing to establish is what is eternal life?
まずここで疑問に思うべきことは、永遠の命と天国に入ることどういうこと?
When we think of eternal life, some of us may think of living a long time.
永遠の命という言葉が、を思うとき、皆さんは一生生き続けるということを連想されるのではないでしょうか?
When we think of eternal life, we may think of simply going to heaven.
あるいは、永遠の命ということは天国に行くということだとお思いの方もいらっしゃると思います。
All of those are true. However, that's actually a byproduct of what eternal life really is.
それはすべて事実なんですけれども、それはあくまでも永遠の命の主な意味ではないんです。
Eternal life is a life that knows the eternal one.
永遠の命というのは永遠のものを知る人なんです。まあ、知る命なんです。
So in John 17:3, Jesus explains what eternal life is. He says, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
ヨハネの福音書17章3節にはただ一人の誠の神であるあなたと、あなたがこの地上にお使わしになった私を知ること、それが永遠の命を得る道ですと書いてあります。
And so I want to ask you, do you have eternal life?
だから改めて、お尋ねします。皆さんは永遠の命をお持ちでいらっしゃいますか?
Do you know God and Jesus Christ?
皆さんは神様を知っていますか?
Yes, no? Am I in the right place? if you know Jesus Christ, then what did he say to you today?
もし皆さんがイエス・キリストを知っているのであれば、彼はあなた方一人一人に何と言いましたか?
Did you connect with him today?
ちゃんとイエス・キリストとつながることができましたか?
That's eternal life, is having an intimate relationship with God.
それが永遠の命ということで、神様との関係を強く築き上げること。
And so, even though I believe, the rich young ruler wasn't exactly sure what he was asking when he says, "How do I get eternal life?" Because of the way he answers later, I want you to know what eternal life is. Eternal life is knowing God intimately.
先ほどのお話に出てきたお金持ちの支配者かな、お金持ちの支配者はがユダヤ教の、指導者にどうやって天国に行くべきかとお尋ねした時、彼は神様を知る必要があると答えたんです。だから今回は神様を知るということはどういうことなのかについて少しお話しさせていただきたいと思います。
Going back to the story, so if you have your Bibles, turn there, Luke 18, because it's not on the screen, but Jesus here, I won't quote it, but Jesus here establishes that he is God. When he... go ahead.
John 18.
Luke 18.
Luke 18, 18, イエス・キリストご本人が自らが神であると宣言されたんです。
That's why I believe he asked, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone."
そして、その人は、
19。
私のことを尊いと言いましたね。それがどういうことか分かっているのですかとおっしゃいました。
And so, you know, he's sort of alluding, there's no one except God that's good. And you're calling me good, therefore, guess who I am?
神様以外の人が尊くはない。そしてこの人は、この質問した人は、このユダヤ教の指導者のことを尊いと。そこに問題が生じてしまっているんです。
And so if you go back to 18, Jesus is saying, the rich young ruler is basically asking, how do I inherit, how do I get a relationship with God? And Jesus is staring right at him. It's kind of ironic.
このお金持ちの人はどうやって天国に行くのか、どうやって全てを得ることができるのかということを尋ねていた。しかしながら皮肉にもイエス様はその人のことを直接見ていて、その質問している人はその答えに気づけていないということです。
Yeah, so he's asking, how do I have eternal life? How do I have, i.e., how do I have a relationship with God? And God is staring him right in the face.
どうやって神様との関係を築き上げることができるかということを聞くべきだったんです。そして神様はもう直接その質問者のことを見ていらっしゃるから、ただその神様との関係を築き上げればいいだけの話なんです。
For this rich young ruler, he had enough sense, enough revelation to realize that Jesus is good, but he needed a little bit more revelation on who Jesus exactly was, and something was holding him back.
この金持ちの質問者は、少なくともイエス様が尊いということを理解することができるだけの啓示は受けていました。しかしながら神様のみが尊いということに気づくだけの啓示を受けることはできなかったということなんです。
What was holding him back?
どうしてその啓示を受けることができなかったのか。
What if I told you that your money could get in the way of eternal life?
私に言わせてください。お金が永遠の命の妨げになってしまうと。
He says you are still lacking one thing. Next one. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
こちらに書いてあるように、一つだけ欠けたところがあると、おっしゃいました。
He says you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor.And you have treasure in heaven, then come follow me.
財産を全部売り払って、その代金を貧しい人たちに分けてあげなさい。天に宝を蓄えるのです。とおっしゃいました。
There was this movie. I think it was called City Slickers 2.You guys, any of you guys see the movie City Slickers? Yeah, just a couple of you. I believe it was in the end. One of the characters says, "There's one thing. You only need one thing in life." And before he tells him, he dies.
City Slickers 2という映画があるんですけれども、その中で主人公メイ
ン。Yeah, one of the characters.
その中の、一人が死ぬ前にこの世で必要なものはただ一つしか存在しないと言いました。しかしながらその一つの大切なものを言う前に亡くなってしまったという話がありました。
Yeah, Jesus actually was the first one to say that though. It wasn't Curly,but Jesus says only one thing is necessary in life.
しかしながらそのシティスリーカーズ2のカーリーという人の前にイエス様が同じようなことをおっしゃっていたというわけです。
Here Jesus says, you lack one thing.
イエス様は一つだけ欠けたところがあるとおっしゃっています。
You know what he was lacking?
何が欠けているかわかりますか?
You know, it wasn't the money.
お金に関係しているものです。
But the money was getting in the way.
しかしお金がその、妨げの理由のに間接的に影響しているわけです。
Jesus says, you lack one thing, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you have treasures in heaven. But this is the one thing he was missing. He says, then come follow me.
イエス様はおっしゃいます。 いました。それからすべてのものを売り払った後に私についてきなさいとおっしゃいました。
Come follow me.
ついてきなさい。
You know, that is an amazing phrase, amazing invitation from Jesus.
これはイエス様からの素晴らしい招待状なんです。
Because he doesn't say that to just anyone.
こんなことはただ誰にでも言うわけではない。
You know, I was talking with my wife. She's like, "What are you speaking on?" And then I said, "Oh, I'm going to talk about the rich young ruler." And she said, "Oh, one of my mentor, Cheryl Allen, said, 'Come follow me,' was an invitation only given to apostles.Was only given to the leaders of the church.
これのお話は、マンディさんとも少し相談したんですけれども、こういった私についてきなさいという招待状は教会の上に立つ者にのみ、宣言された話なんでだと言われています。
That makes sense though, right?
皆さんもそれは理解できますよね。
Because when you're a master, everyone wants to come and follow you.
上に立つものであれば、みんなついていきたがる。
If you're Jito, the master sushi chef, you know, people all over the world will come and ask, "Can I learn from you, Jito sensei?"
例えば、寿司職人のジローさんであった場合、あらゆる世界中からあらゆる人たちがその二郎さんのところに行ってご教授願いますとおっしゃることが多いと思います。
You know, if you're Warren Buffett and you want to get into investing, people from all over the world will probably come and ask him, "What is the secret to investing well?"
あるいはウォーレン・バフェットさんがもしどういった、自分のお金の使い方の秘密を教えるといった場合、世界中のあらゆる場所から教えてくださいと、人々が集まるのではないでしょうか。
Even in Jesus' life, there were many people that wanted to follow Jesus.
そしてイエス様が生きて、この地上で生きていた間でも、いろんな人がイエス様についていきたかったんです。
And sometimes Jesus would say, "No, you stay here and be a witness for me here."
しかしながら、たまにイエス様は、あなたはここに残って私の、目撃者になってほしいとおっしゃっています。おっしゃったこともあります。
Or when people would come, he would say a hard teaching so that they would think twice about following him.
あるいは、厳しめの教えを与えて、その、ついてこようとしている人たちにちょっと考えさせるということという手法を用いたこともあります。
But for this man, interestingly enough, he says, "I want you to come follow me."
しかしながら、この人に、このお金持ちの質問者に対しては、私についてきなさいとおっしゃったんです。
What an amazing invitation, amen?
なんて素晴らしい招待状なのか。
If you ever have a master of that caliber ask you, "Follow me."Most people, they drop everything and follow him.
もしイエス様ほど大きく素晴らしい方がついてきなさいとおっしゃった場合、ほとんどの人であれば、持っているものをすべて捨てて、そしてイエス様についていくことでしょう。
You guys remember the story of Peter, Andrew, Matthew? Jesus says, "Come follow me," and it says they dropped everything and followed him.
ペテロ、アンデレ、そして、マタイのお話にも出てきたように、イエス様がついてきなさいとおっしゃった時、持っているものをすべて捨て、そしてついていった。
Man, this young ruler said, "I have too much stuff."
しかしそのお金持ちの質問者は、地上にある宝が多すぎるとおっしゃった、言ったんです。
23. It's not on the PowerPoint, but verse 23 says, when he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy.
ルカの福音書18章23節にはこのイエスの言葉を聞いて人はその質問者はがっくり肩を落として立ち去りました。大変な金持ちだったからですと書いてあります。
And then Jesus says, looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven.
そしてその後、金持ちが神の国に入るのはなんと難しいことでしょうとイエス様は弟子たちに言われました。
I don't think Jesus is asking any of you to actually sell everything and follow him.
イエス様は皆さん一人一人に対してはある所持しているものをすべて捨ててついていくべきだとイエス様は言っていないと思います。
However, if you do sell everything, notice what Jesus says. He says, give it to the poor.
しかしながらもし持っているものをすべて売るのであればそれは貧しい人たちに分け与えるべきです。
That's a very important distinction because I know some, you know, sometimes people might say, you know, sell everything and give to my ministry.
すべての所持しているものはあくまでも貧しい人たちに渡すべきです。宣教活動をしている人や他の団体に与えるわけではなく、貧しい人に対してはそういったものを与えることで初めて価値のあるものになる。
But if Jesus does tell you that, hey, I'm right here, you know, just let me know that Jesus told you that I'll pray, I'll bless you. But, you know, Jesus is very personal, and he'll tell you what you need to let go of.
イエス様は皆さん一人一人に対して何を手放すべきかというのを教えてくれると思います。
He'll tell you what is, there or not there that's preventing you from knowing God.
神様を知る上で妨げになるものが存在しているか、そして存在しているならどういったものなのかというのを皆さん一人一人にちゃんと教えてくれる。
And let me just end with this. When the master asks you to follow him, following him will be the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life.
もし達人があなたについてこいとおっしゃったら、その人についていくことはあなたがこの世の中で行うすべての判断の中で最も重要な判断なんです。
Because it's possible to gain the whole world. You know, it is.
この世のすべてを手に入れることができる可能性があるから。
I don't want to put any limits on any one of you. I'm sure it's possible to gain the whole world. Even if you're 89.It's still possible to gain the whole world. Because nothing is impossible with God. But let me tell you this. You could gain the whole world, but in the process, lose your soul.
しかしながら、たとえ地上のすべてのものを手に入れてしまって、手に入れたとしても、その段階を踏む途中で、あなたが所持している魂が失われてしまう可能性があります。
But when you follow Jesus as your Lord, not simply Savior, not simply help me get into heaven, but when you serve Jesus as Master, not just Savior, Savior and Lord, not only will you gain in this lifetime,Because Jesus later on talks about gaining. And I'll quote that later. But in the process, you will also have an eternal life waiting for you.
もし あなたがついていく達人がイエス・キリストである場合、イエス様はただ救世主としてだけではなく、神として、そしてマスターとしてイエス様についていく覚悟があるなら、この世のすべてを手に入れ、この世のすべてを捨ててイエス様についていく覚悟があるなら、あなた方は永遠の命を得ることができます。
Luke 18:29-30 it says, truly I tell you, Jesus said to them, and this is Peter saying, we left everything. Jesus said to Peter and to the rest of the disciples who left everything, no one who has left home or wife, brother or sister, parents or children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life.
ルカの福音書18章29節から30節には、そうですね、あなた方のように神の国のために家、妻、兄弟、両親、子供を捨てた者は誰でもこの世ではその何倍もの報いを受け、やがて来る世では永遠の命までいただけるのですと書いてあるんです。
For those of you who haveDedicated your life to Jesus, I know there has been sacrifices you made.
イエス様のために、イエス様についていくために命を捧げた方なら、この世で少しの犠牲は払ったと思います。
And I know for those of you who are contemplating whether you want to follow Jesus,There will be sacrifice you need to make.
イエス様についていこうか迷っている方々を、これだけは知っておくべきです。この世での犠牲を少しは払わなければならないということ。
However, Jesus, and you could ask anyone who decided to follow Jesus,The sacrifice that he has asked us to make pales in comparison to the treasures that he has given us in return.
しかしながら、この世で、この地上で払った犠牲というのは、天で私たちが得るであろう宝に比べれば、些細なものなんです。
Let's pray.
祈りましょう。
Jesus, I thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. And Father, even now, even as believers here, for those of us who has given our lives to you, Jesus,I pray even now if there are anything, whether it's the riches of this world, the comforts of this world, the desires of our flesh, Lord, if there's anything that is hindering us from knowing you more, I pray that you would reveal it and that you will set us free from it.And Jesus, if there are those here today that have not come to know you, I pray that you would reveal yourself to them as the great I am, as someone worthy to be followed. I thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name.Amen. Today we are going to partake in communion together. I'll just do this part in English. But communion here at JCCT, we practice what's called an open table. You don't have to be a member here. Simply, we ask that you do and have asked Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior. If not, then we just encourage that you observe this ritual we practice called communion. Before we partake of the elements, I'd like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 on. This is Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let me just pause there. I find this phrase interesting, where Paul says, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." May imply Paul, since he wasn't part of the original disciples, that Jesus himself taught Paul communion. Or else he would have said, "For I received from the apostles and I pass on to you." But he doesn't say that. He says, "I received from the Lord and I want to pass it on to you." Isn't that interesting? And I say that's interesting because, you know, when Jesus showed up to Paul, I don't believe it was just, sometimes what I get, you know, internal impressions, light impressions. I believe when Jesus showed up to Paul, it was very strong, vivid visions. These were the literally, he probably touched Jesus kinds of visions. And in those situations where he's interacting with the Lord, one of the things Jesus teaches Paul is communion. It's like, of all the things that Jesus could wants to teach Paul, he teaches about communion. Which is to say, perhaps communion is a big deal to the Lord. But anyways, he says, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he broke it, he gave thanks and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" I want to talk about the new covenant. Every time I do communion, I'm compelled to talk about the new covenant. That as Christians, we are under a new covenant. The old covenant had to do with sacrificial system. Had to do with the law and sacrifice. The new covenant also has to do with sacrifice, but not with animals, but it was with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ himself. And he will forever be known as the Lamb that was slain. And it's because of his sacrifice that we are made whole and clean. And so Jesus says, whenever you come and take communion, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember my body and my blood. And I want you to remember that there's a new sacrifice or a new covenant. And this new covenant, the focal point, is a reconciled relationship with God. A renewed relationship with God. 27, so then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. Another interesting saying, phrase. Paul makes, he says, "That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep." Paul is just, the Corinthian church They did several things well, and several things they were not so well. And one of the things they weren't doing so well was partaking of communion. They did it in an attitude of which brought judgment. And I'll just leave it at that. They did it in an attitude which brought judgment. And I don't think JCCT does it in that kind of attitude. I don't think we do it with that kind of attitude. But what I would like to encourage us, though, as a church is, you know, there is something about communion that is more than just ritual. It's a time to reflect. And it's a time to do an internal survey. It's a time to, it says, judge ourselves. Examine ourselves. And so I talked about loving the Lord, competing loves, vying loves. The rich young ruler, if he examined himself, he might have said, well, I don't commit adultery, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I honor my parents, and I've done this well as a young kid. And I know all of you do things well. You do. All of you do some things very well. But then all of us, probably we have somewhere where we don't do too well. And it's those areas that I would like for us, as we come and take communion, to thank God, to have a grateful attitude. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you for you paid the price for this area of my life that I can't do well, and I surrender it to you. So let's come before the Lord in prayer, in examining our own hearts, where we are. And as you examine your hearts, come up and freely take of the elements in remembrance of the new covenant. Father, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and rose again so that we can have a relationship with you. We can have eternal life. And it's this life, Lord, that we want to pursue. Life to the fullest. Filled with the river of life. Jesus, thank you so much for making the way. You tore the veil, Lord. You made a way. And we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.